Welcome to Dearest Alaska. I'm your host, Karen Trope, bringing you along with me in pursuit of the bristle-thighed curlew, a rare bird that nests in Western Alaska. I joined an enthusiastic group of bird watchers led by capable Wings birding tour guides John Dunn and Gavin Bieber and got a crash course in all things birding. Make sure to stay tuned to hear all about it. As the Wings Birding Tours group loaded up into their large white van, their palpable energy and infectious excitement almost made me forget that it was about 4:30 in the morning. As we traveled down the Cougarock Road towards the very remote nesting ground of our target bird, one of the bird watchers, or birders, struck up a conversation with me.
I'm Dixie Summers. I live in Alexandria, Virginia. I've been birding since about 2007.
A friend got me started birding.
You're in the right place.
And it was like, I got hooked.
As Dixie gave me a crash course in all things birding, she also introduced our target bird.
Bristle-thighed curlew.
What a great name.
Yeah. Now, curlew is a shorebird, fairly large, and it has this down-curving bill. It's got an eye line and a dark cap. Modeled on the back. Global population estimated at 10,000. That's not very many.
During an early breakfast stop at Salmon Lake, I talked to one of the leaders of our tour group, John Dunn, about the day ahead.
And started leading for Wings pretty much full-time in 79, 80. I'm an independent contractor, so I work on field guides and other sorts of things.
Some other sorts of things include co-authoring the 6th and upcoming 7th edition of the National Geographic Society's Field Guide to the Birds of North America. John was also awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Birding Association in 2012.
So yesterday we basically moved real slow and looked at all the regular things. And today's focus is on the bristle-thighed curlew, which is milepost 72 at Coffee Dome. And then, we get out there for the hike. Well, the bristle-thighed curlew breeds in western and southwest Alaska. There's two different populations, one here on the Seward Peninsula and one in southwest Alaska, where the nesting areas were finally found in the late 40s at Curlew Lake near St. Mary's. And when they migrate nonstop and then molt and become flightless for a period because they molt too many of their primaries and secondaries on their winter grounds. And then they come up here. And so it's one of the big target birds. But up where the wet tundra, and we work up gradually to a disappearing ridge and then start fanning out, try to see one in display and where it lands and then walk up on it. All right, so we'll approach the curlew and try to get better views on the deck.
As we hiked up the slushy, moist tundra to the curlew nesting ground, I got to talk to more of the birders, who, though bound by their mutual passion for birdwatching, came from a variety of geographic locations and professional backgrounds.
It's Carolyn Longstreps. My husband John and I are on this Wings tour. We're from Inverness, California in Marin County. We've been birding for, 40 years or so, and we're getting these new lifers that we've wanted to see for so long. And this is a great finale to the tour for us, to be up on this incredible plateau with the snowy mountains and seeing and hearing the bristle-thighed curlew and the two ptarmigans that we've already had today. And we are really hopeful on the way back we're going to get one of my most sought-after birds, the blue-throat.
My name is Stephen Feldstein. I'm a professor of atmospheric science at Penn State University, and I did a study that dealt with the spring or May of 1998. There were about 15 sightings along the west coast of the U.S. from California to Washington. So these birds fly 2 to 3 days nonstop from Hawaii in the South Pacific. And these birds are usually very precise in the migration. So having appeared in large numbers in the West Coast is extremely rare. So doing these calculations, yep, making the assumption that birds are like a tracer, they could be found, they took a path in which they would first fly toward the southeast and then toward the northeast, and could be found anywhere along the east coast, west coast of the U.S. Wow. So it was a nice calculation. So it strongly suggests what these birds did was, when the headwinds are too strong, they fly downwind. That's the only survival mechanism, and it succeeded, and they end up on the West Coast.
Listen.
Stop.
Shh. Flying over the ridge, silhouetted against the sky, and calling up against the sky.
Yeah.
One coming at us.
One's coming right down. Right.
Three in there. One, two.
Two coming
one
in on the right. There's mm-hmm. three. Mm-hmm. One might be. Yep.
That's the bristle. That's the bristle. They're all three bristle fire.
I see two of them side by side.
He's talking about. There's one left. That was it. One way on the left.
Coming at us.
Yeah. You're looking at different ones, Stan.
Coming right at us.
There are two.
Look at the long cloud on the horizon. Again.
Listen.
Singing.
Give direction. Listen.
And somehow, in the midst of the flurry of action between binoculars and telephoto lenses trained onto a bristle-fied curlew and the alternating verbal commands and hushed tones, one member of the group found a moment for reflection.
To be right here, right now. Just, what am I listening to? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What part of the world am I in? Really, the fabulous part of this hobby. It just gets you away from everything. And what birding teaches me is, if I can be this way when I'm birding, like out here on the top of this mountain in Alaska, and just experiencing and witnessing and being a part of my surroundings and in the moment, it teaches me that I can do that anywhere. I can do that in my backyard, I can do that in my local park, I can do that by my local river, I can do it anywhere. It's, to me, it really is a meditative experience. And it teaches me how to be meditative, whether I'm out here in the wilderness or in the middle of urbanity. I can just sit down, I see something, and I can just sit and experience it and take it in and remember it and enjoy the moment and live for that moment. Once you learn how to do that, you take it with you wherever you go. It teaches you how to experience things, how to experience the world, how to experience being part of the world, and how much beauty there is out there, how much beauty there is to witness, because it's everywhere. You just have to learn to look for it. Birding teaches you how to notice it when it's there.
Many thanks to everyone who made this episode possible. Much appreciation to the generosity of Wings of Birding Tours, especially Matt Brooks, John Dunn, and Gavin Bieber. Many thanks to all of the tour members as well, who figuratively took me under their wings during their time in the Nome area. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.